This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 26 minutes past the hour of 12. Chad Urban back here with you. And look who's to my right. Eric Escala. How about a round of applause for E, who just stopped on by, so I brought him up here.
Thanks for that sitting ovation.
Yeah, the sitting ovation. I think, am I right? Are we? Look at Carter. He's worried we're going to talk. Adam's right back here. He's worried we're going to talk too long, and it's going to eat into Ask Adam Anything. I mean, look at that.
Mind your own damn business.
Yeah, exactly. Stay back there behind the scenes. Am I right? Aren't we honoring Eric today?
I would hope so.
In the 100 greatest moments?
Yes.
How about the timing? You're here, yeah. And they're honoring you for your final full-time.
Yeah.
Goodbye on CCO. That was 2010, right?
As Howard Cosell used to say, I wept unashamedly.
Yes.
That's very kind. And looking at the legacy banner you got over there to be up with those folks is humbling, to say the least.
It is humbling.
I want to give you a little credit. You can deal with strong women. You get Susie on there. You get Shaletta on
there.
You got your hands full.
Trust me. Look at my personal life.
Wow.
You know a few of those folks, so yeah. Okay, so when you come out here to the fair, when Eric Escala comes out to the fair, what are you doing?
Well, I like to visit my old media buddies and meet new ones, and I have four or five friends over 90 years old each.
Yep.
And I came to the conclusion that I need to find new, younger friends.
That's probably a good idea.
So I'm out here making friends.
Yeah. There's also one friend who passed recently. Who went well past 90. So when you think of my father and your interactions with my father, and plenty of them were on air, plenty of them were off air. What? Give me a couple that come to mind.
The best story is about Sweet Martha's Cookies. Do you know this story?
I don't think I do.
Dave Lee is finishing up with Sid in the 9 o'clock block here at the State Fair.
Yep.
And Sid wants a ride back to the station. And Dave Lee doesn't want to give him a ride to the station. Dave Lee wants to make one stop at the Bierman Building and then go back to Apple Valley and go home.
Sure.
Sid is insistent that Dave Lee has plenty of time to drop me, Sid, at the station downtown.
Because, of course, my father knows Dave's schedule better than Dave knows his schedule.
Then Dave walks away towards Sweet Martha's. Sid says, "Where are you going?" Dave says, "I'm going to get a couple of buckets of cookies, because I know Coach Kill at the time and his staff love the Sweet Martha's cookies, and I'm going to," Dave is saying this to Sid.
Yeah.
"They don't want blankety-blank cookies. Let's get going. Drop me off at the station."
Yeah.
All right, so Dave gets the cookies.
Yeah.
They got, Sid is complaining all the way to the beer building.
Yeah.
That throwing me off schedule, just dump me at the station. They park at Bierman. They go run past the secretary. They go into the little back room, and there's a little window where they're viewing tape.
Yeah.
Coach Kill waves him in.
Yep.
Sid grabs the cookies and says, "Coach Kill, I knew you and the staff would love to have these cookies."
Shocks me zero. Shocks me zero. Okay, if I ask you to think of one moment here at WCCO Radio when you worked, what's the one moment that comes to mind?
Well, I'm just, as you're saying, I'm thinking Jesse Ventura.
Yep.
And that was 98.
Yep.
And
where were you that night? Were you at headquarters?
I was at headquarters.
Yep.
But, you know, I had done pro wrestling ring announcing in Duluth.
Yeah, I know that. We both are wrestling fans.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hails from Venice Beach, California. He weighs 248 pounds. That's 278, Jack. He weighs 278 pounds. And then the last night I was there, this is in Duluth, the last night I was there, he comes over the rope and points down at me at the timekeeper's area.
Yeah.
The sacred timekeeper's area.
Right, yes.
And he said, "When you get to CCO, remember, I made you. I made you." And then 20 years later, I'm covering him at the Capitol every day for CCO.
That is, I still remember on Monday, the day before, a buddy of mine, pretty high up, and the GOP here in the state says, "Well, we just did polling that we're not going public with. We're decisively beating Skip. I go, okay, so you think you're going to win? He goes, yeah, there's one problem. The polling is showing Jesse is on fire. I go, well, can he win? I go, no, he can't win, but it's going to be closer than we think. And then he calls me the middle of the day Tuesday, right before I'm going on the air, and he says, we might lose to Ventura. And that night, listen, you cover politics as well as anybody in this state, and we have been shocked many times.
Yeah.
Not that night. I mean, that was as stunning as it gets.
Rochelle Olson, your good friend from the Star Tribune, and I drove around on the Sunday before the election, and it was clear Ventura had momentum. And then Tuesday morning, I'm on CCO going around to polling places in the early morning. And I'm downtown Minneapolis, and an African-American woman comes out, and I say, ma'am, can you tell me who you voted for? She said, well, I voted DFL, except I voted for the big wrestler. I went, whoa,
yeah,
something's up.
Well, it's so funny because so many people will say, Eric, and again, the great Eric Eskel is with us, I can identify with him. He's just like me. And I would say, okay, were you a Navy SEAL? Were you a wrestler? Did you spend time in San Diego? Were you mayor? Were you in movies?
Yeah.
No, but he complains about his license tabs and various other things, and he's just like me.
The tabs were too expensive on his Porsche. And but he started out here at the fair.
That's where it all took off.
When he had a booth.
And the lines were astronomical.
The lines were around the block. It was unbelievable. And it's so, I think we'd have to say that the fair was an incredible indication of his strength politically.
I agree 100%. And he knew that. He would go by Skip's booth and Norm's booth, and there was, you know, 10 people there.
Did you work with him at his previous destination?
He was at the Fan at the time, and he was very upset when they took him off the air.
Right.
He felt like Mick Anselmo, who eventually came here, didn't have to take him off the air, and he didn't think he was going to win. He had already had plans to come back the Wednesday after the election.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was all set. I want to also thank you. You still send me good stuff through my email that helps out. I first met you decades and decades ago. You've always been kind and respectful to me. Only admiration for the work that you did here and the work you're still doing in Almanac. So it's a pleasure that you stopped by.
Back at you, Chad. And I speak every once in a while, and they say write out an introduction. And the last line of the introduction that I write for folks to introduce me is, the greatest achievement of my career was lasting 30 years with Sid Hartman.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Another round of applause for Eric for stopping on by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.